Step one, your story. Do not underestimate how important your story is, the foundation tool that you can use to gain repeated features in the press and opportunities on social media. In actual fact, your story is the most important part of your marketing. Creating your story needs to include factual, relatable, and emotional elements. You need to know who you are talking to, who you want to attract, and a great place to start is to just speak your story. Speak it to yourself. You need to tell enough to prick ears and turn heads, but without feeling uncomfortable about what you vocalised, being truthful in what you claim, and without alienating your family. For example, I don't wish to mention my children's names anymore, although I have done in the past. But this is my promotion. It's my story to use to promote my business. It's not theirs, so I don't see why I should involve them. This is about you and your business. So your message needs to be clear and not involve other people's stories, whether they be family, friends, or even enemies. Telling just the right amount of your story can and should be used on your About Me page on your website. Once you're happy with it and written it out, then it becomes a quick reference link that you can add to future pitches to journalists. And of course, by placing it on your website, it will be searchable for when you become famous and people start to Google your name and business. It does happen, luckily. Your story is where you will win the hearts of your followers, because they will be able to relate to you and your values. That's where the relationship starts and gives people the opportunity to warm to you, which is exactly what you want, as it's the first step in the sales process in business. So don't skip this step. Listen to my story coming up, something very carefully written, and then start to perfect your own. For me, I'm always asked the same question, and there is no reason why anyone with any kind of business, whether that be products or services, can't answer this one too. And that question is, how the hell did you start this business? Here's my story. We will send the money for the airfares, but please just come home. These were the words I was lucky enough to hear from my parents as they offered to bail me out of the African bush. I had lived in the paradise of Malawi for 10 years and experienced a nasty relationship breakdown where he also took claim on our business and property together. I'd lost everything but my gorgeous children and, of course, in this most important sense, I'd actually lost nothing. Although my determination to succeed as a single parent in the middle of Africa was admirable, it wasn't enough to pay the bills, and so I quit. In 2004, I came home to live with my parents. I was 32, with my two boys and our four cardboard boxes of things. What a come down. I knew this was a great opportunity to start all over again, but I also felt like a failure, with a low self-esteem and the thought of how am I going to turn this around was somewhat overwhelming. I'd literally lost the last 13 years of my working life. I was technically considered homeless by the council and allocated a house on what I saw as a less than desirable estate, where feral, free-range children monopolised the streets, only dispersing when their mothers called them in for their fucking tea. Fabulous. We might be here now, but we won't be here for long, was what I repeatedly told my children, because my vision to create a better life than my small family had experienced together was incredibly clear. I believed I could turn this situation from a negative into a positive. I set up a website as a retail strategist, wrote a book and pitched myself at local business meetings with my experience in retail and capability of designing websites. I wrote as much content as I could online, and I started researching mannequins, a part of retail that I was unfamiliar with. I created one web page that punched above its own weight. It had pictures of mannequins, a title saying they were for hire, and my telephone number. When my phone rang repeatedly with inquiries for mannequin hire, I started using my benefit money to buy them, and then I would hire them out. My collection grew, and by 2012, I had acquired some 5,000 mannequins, I employed 10 staff, and I had a turnover of just shy of £500,000. I invested my money in property, and although we have all had this pandemic to wrestle with of late, Mannequin has survived because of my ability to cut unnecessary costs, see into the future, and it's ready to bounce back as demand for events and exhibitions returns. So those are the strengths I have. I have vision, I'm committed, inspiring, and most importantly, fearless. I'm here now as a human being to help you work out how you are going to turn your own situation around, move forward confidently, get online and show up every day in order to become economically independent using your own business ideas, just like I've done. My journey has made me incredibly grounded because when I look back to where I was then and where I am now and see everything my children have been able to achieve, I'm content that my fearless ability to do better has won. Now, if you haven't downloaded the workbook yet, you will find it in your dashboard at mannequin.com. Log into your account by clicking on the My Account icon. I recommend you print it out, staple the pages together in order, grab your favourite pens and start writing. I've personally always found it easier to write how I speak, and so if you find this easier for your first draft of your story, then I can highly recommend an app that you can use on your phone or on your computer. Luckily for us, it's a free app and it's called otter.ai. So otter as in the animal. And for me, it's a very useful tool that I cannot be without. And I often use when walking or I just need to get the idea of something out of my head and recorded. Otter can play back the audio to you, but it also transcribes it. So from there, you can copy it into Word or whatever software you use for editing, and you can start to put your story together. Don't expect the first draft of your story to be perfect. It never is. Be prepared to write it, speak it, edit it several times. And once you have your story in your hands, read it to a friend or two to get their feedback. If you are really doubting your ability to write and edit, then ask for help. Something I offer for those members within my creative business community, Club Mannequin. But all good stories have a beginning. Where did you start your business? A middle, what you went through, the light bulb moment, the thing that changed everything for you, the aha moments, and an ending. Where are you now? How did that journey lead you to offer your products and services that you currently have available? So I suggest you write your story before progressing on to the next tasks, because it is the foundation of your promotions.